KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. Alongside Leah Murray, I'm your host, Greg Skordis. And Leah, the International Olympic Committee selected Utah as its preferred host for the 2034 Winter Olympics. Now, France, I think, got the 2030 games. And I don't know what preferred host means. I mean, I guess it means we're right in the
Well, why don't we ask
somebody that actually does know. We're honored to have with us a guest who's been with us several times, Fraser Bullock, who is the head of the Utah Olympic Committee. Fraser, thank you for joining us.
So great to be with you again.
And tell us what it means to be a preferred host.
Well, we've been working towards this for years. And what it means is the International Olympic Committee has selected us as the single preferred host for a specific edition of the Games. And so we have been selected as the preferred host for 2034. France is the preferred host for 2030. And what that means, once you enter this phase, we go through a detailed review of our bid. We submit our bid file, which we did on February 29th, over 5,000 pages. And we submitted our guarantees on March 31st. And all these phases are to verify and validate that we would be a good host. So they've said, okay, we really want you to host these games. Now let's do all the paperwork and detailed review to validate it. And once we validate that decision, we'll then have a vote, which will be in July, just before the Paris Games, to select us. And then we'll sign the contract right on the spot.
Wow.
All right, so Fraser, this story that made us call you and want to chat with you was the list of you all released your list of proposed venues. I'm going to tell you that I flipped through it real quick to see where Snow Basin was, because that is my home mountain where I like to ski, and it's in there. Tell us about these 13 venues, noting that maybe I'm the only one who cares only looking for Snow Basin, but there are other places people would care about. How did you all make the choices that you did?
Well, first of all, Snow Basin is fantastic. You go to the top of the downhill there, and it's like you're looking down a cliff, and you just think the athletes point their skis and go straight down. It's just, it's otherworldly.
And it's a tower up there, isn't it, Fraser? I mean, they built that just for this event.
Yeah, the Olympic tram, and it's just, so it'll be spectacular. So the way the difference between 02 and 2034 is that we have 40% more events, but yet we're still going to do it with the same number of venues, and we just have more events in for example, at Park City Mountain Resort. We had half pipe before, now we're going to add slope style, and slope style is a super cool sport. So we went venue by venue and determined what would be best to fit all the sports in, but there are a couple of notable changes. The first one is that we're going to have Big Air, which is a new event that we didn't have in 02, for both snowboard and freestyle skiing. And we're going to put that right in downtown Salt Lake City. In fact, if you look out the window, you will be able to see the athletes flipping on and doing amazing twists and turns in the air right where Metals Plaza, in combination with Metals Plaza.
Okay, I want to stop you right there, because I'm looking at it. It says Block 85, and I remember they had a lot at the Gallivan Center. So tell our listeners, Fraser, what Block 85 is.
Block 85 is the parking lot northeast of the Delta Center.
Okay.
And it's an empty space, and if it's still available in 2034, that is where we'll have Metals Plaza, but now we'll add Big Air into it. And so we'll have a stadium there, a temporary seating stadium, about 30,000, and suites and things like that, where we'll be able to enjoy Metals Plaza as well as Big Air.
Wow. I mean, that's got to be a huge undertaking. And I remember, Fraser, during the 2002 games, because I was working at Park City at the time, and just the infrastructure that was set up. We had, the slalom that I went and saw there at Park City. But they built, like you say, a 20,000, 25,000 seating stadium just on site there. And you've got to do that for a number of these events. Although I think as I'm looking through some of these venues, a lot of them are repeat customers, aren't they?
Mostly. Almost all of them are. The one difference is that we will not be doing curling at the ice sheet in Weber County. Is even though that venue is so busy and so successful, it's now too small. And the popularity of curling has exploded. When Team USA won in 2018, curling is so much more popular. So we need more than the 2,000 seats that they can afford up there. We need about 6,000 seats, which we'll be able to do. And we're going to put that in a temporary facility inside the Salt Palace.
So, Fraser, go ahead.
Well, just imagine, right downtown.
That's awesome.
We'll have what we call a live site, which is a 9-block area that'll be a pedestrian mall, so to speak, to go to Metals Plaza and pin trading and on sponsor exhibitions. But you'll have right there, you'll have curling, you'll have figure skating, you'll have short track speed skating, you'll have Big Air, you'll have Metals Plaza, all these things right there together, 2 blocks apart.
All right, but right there, Fraser, you moved, not you, but what moved was curling out of the ice sheet. And I remember watching curling in that ice sheet last time. And now it's going to be, you know, far away from me, Fraser. And clearly these Olympics are all about me and how I can get
to
events.
She thinks they should all be in Weber County.
Yeah, but my question is, like, actually a real question is, what does it mean when a venue gets chosen? So is it a really good thing? Does that make sense for Snow Basin to have the Alpine? And then therefore, maybe it's kind of a bad thing that Weber County lost curling. Like, what are the benefits, you know, when you all pick a place for an event to happen?
Well, we think for any community that's able to host an event, it's energizing. And to have the Olympics and Paralympics, in fact, the Paralympics will be at Snow Basin as well, right in your backyard. And to be able to do that, there's some civic pride associated with it.
Yeah.
And so while Weber lost the curling, the good news is you still have what some regard as the premier event of the games, which is the downhill.
The
women's downhill.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, it's just iconic. But then we also want to activate each of the communities and create something that we call live sites and look at Ogden and maybe like we did at Park City Main Street or downtown Salt Lake City, have a site in Ogden City where you shut down the street and you can just have a pedestrian mall and TVs and that are broadcasting the games and have each community celebrate participating and touching the games in their own communities.
I love that, Fraser.
Have you picked venues for, and I know this is a little bit not necessarily an event, but for the opening and closing ceremonies? I know we had it at Rice Eccles for 2002. I went to the opening. It was incredible. Where are we going to expect those for 2034?
Those will be at Rice Eccles Stadium, and there are a couple of things to note there. Number one, the stadium has been significantly improved since 2002. And so we can share that with the world, increased capacity, increased hospitality capability on the south end zone. But the key benefit to Rice Eccles Stadium is that the University of Utah housing is where we have the athletes' village. And so the athletes can just walk from their housing, and we stage them in the Huntsman Center there, and then they just walk over to opening ceremonies. The logistics for the athletes, which are the heart of the games, is really key for us. And it's just a perfect situation.
That was Fraser Bullock, President and CEO of the Salt Lake, Utah Committee for the Games. Thank you, Fraser, for joining us this evening, and congratulations on what you've done so far. Let's close the deal.
Watch for July 24th, Pioneer Day. That's the day when we hope to close the deal.
Thank you for joining us. And Leah, they've got to be happy with this, the last couple of years here in Utah. I mean, we're in April. We're April 5th, and most of our ski resorts still have over 100 inches of snow. So I imagine the IOC is looking at that going, we're in good shape in Salt Lake. We're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, it'll be great.
When we come back after the break, let's go up to north to Ada County, Idaho, Boise, talk about the Chad Daybell trial. It looks like we're about to pick a jury.